Amigos by the Caribbean Jazz Project. How many of you would say that you and your father are friends, that you understand and he understands that he is father, he is in authority over you, and you have a respect for him greater than the type of respect that you have for your peers, but he is also a friend. You know, sort of like, although God was in absolute authority over Moses, God considered Moses one of his friends. God in absolute authority over Abraham. But God, it wasn't just Abraham, it wasn't just onlookers who considered Abraham to be one of God's friends. God considered Abraham to be one of his friends. He had absolute authority over Abraham, but yet he counted Abraham as one of his friends. The Lord, the Master, Jesus, telling his followers who were learning from him, I no longer call you servants. I now call you friends. God, the Son, who was directly responsible for their existence, told them, I now call you friends. How many of you consider your father to be your friend? 46% of fathers, I'm changing the subject now, I just wanted to ask you that. 46% of fathers and 52% of mothers said that they personally spend more time with their children than their own fathers and mothers spent with them. Very few said they spend less time with their children than their parents spent with them. But even with that, we're back now to what I was sharing just before the break. Many fathers feel they're not doing enough. They're not with their children enough. 48%, and this was from a 2015 survey, 48% of fathers said they spend too little time with their children. Only 25% of mothers say the same. Dads are also less positive about their own parenting than our moms. 39% of fathers say they're doing a very good job raising their children, while 51% of mothers say that they're doing a very good job raising their children. I wouldn't be surprised if some of that has to do with the amount of time spent with the children too. You know, remember, only 25% of mothers say that they spend too little time with their kids. 48% of fathers say they spend too little time with their kids. And so you had a 23% difference there between fathers and mothers who say they spend too little time with their children. Then when it comes to who's doing a very good job, 39% of fathers say they're doing a good job. 51% of mothers say the same. And so you're looking at roughly a 12% difference there. How are you doing? Moms and dads, fathers and mothers, how are you doing? Are you satisfied with the amount of time that you're spending with your children? When it comes to the job you're doing of raising your children, how many of you would say you're doing a very good job? I can imagine one of the questions you'd ask, well, how would I rate that? What would I go by? How do I determine whether I'm doing a bad job, a fair job, a good job, a very good job? That's a fair question. Something we need to look into, isn't it? When we pursue this some more, which we will do next week, let's take a look at stay-at-home dads. What are your thoughts about that? Stay-at-home dads, stay-at-home moms. Do you, in the 21st century, think that it is an okay thing for there to be stay-at-home moms? Do you feel that in the 21st century, the 16th year of the 21st century, that it's okay for dads to stay at home with the children? Do you think that one or both of those should just absolutely not be a part of the picture? And if you feel that way, why? Well, we'll look into that some more. We'll get more to a discussion, and I'm also having us follow the American middle class. And one of the questions I'm asking is, are you middle class? And then how long, how much longer do you anticipate remaining a member of the middle class, a family of the middle class? Well, later this week, as a matter of fact, tomorrow, as we look into the future, we're going to look at some of the things coming down the pipe and how we might deal with it, evil versus good. We'll look some more at getting to know our fathers. Saturday, I'm going to take you back into a journey of two worlds. Well, actually, two worlds becoming one world, where we explore this whole issue of two lives becoming one life as man and woman become husband and wife. Sunday, let's take a look at some blessings in Christ. What do you think about? What first comes to your mind when you hear the phrase blessings in Christ? We'll explore that Sunday as I bring that conversation back to you. In the meantime, I do want you to be thinking about your love for your country. Is your love for your country truly a love for all the peoples of this one country? Is there something that you can do to strengthen your love, encourage others to build love and share the love? What a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you.